And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A rare powerful earthquake striking Morocco late Friday night has killed hundreds of people, damaging buildings. And Morocco's interior ministry said early Saturday that at least 630 people died in different provinces. Additionally, 329 injured people were sent to hospitals. Niger's military leaders this week reopened the country's airspace to all commercial flights, ending a closure that had been in place since August. But the military officials say that the change to commercial flight access has not normalized U.S. drone flight frequencies.
U.S. drones launch from bases in Niger's capital and this airbase in Agadez, about 1,000 kilometers to the northwest, have provided eyes in the skies above the volatile Lake Chad Basin area of Cameroon, Chad, Niger, and Nigeria. In recent years, Islamist militants have wreaked havoc on local populations.
The U.S. has limited capacity and limited resources and limited basing options in the region, and it's barely keeping a lid on the problem.
Limiting those drone missions, Raggio says, gives militants an advantage. That's because reducing intelligence and surveillance above impacts U.S. and partner forces' counterterror options on the ground. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
America's newly retired national intelligence officer for North Korea points to growing concern the North is building up its nuclear capabilities.
The worst case scenario is that Kim Jong-un is watching a leader seeking to gain achieve strategic objectives through the use of force. And suddenly, whether Kim either directly signaled or indirectly signaled by the new relationship with Vladimir Putin, sees a flashing yellow light or a green light to engage in similar military actions.
Said Seiler in an interview with the AP. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and his allies plan to roll out other plans on Saturday for a shipping corridor that would connect India with the Middle East and ultimately Europe. It is a possible game changer for global trade to be announced at the Group of 20 summit. White House National Security aide John Finer says the United States, India, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, the European Union, and other countries in the G20 are amongst those who are signed on. The rail and shipping corridor could also be one of the more ambitious counters to China's own Belt and Road initiative that sought to connect more of the world's to the country's economy. The IRS is launching an effort to crack down on 1,600 millionaires and 75 large business partnerships, VOA Scott Waltman reports.
IRS Commissioner David Werfel says that with a boost in federal funding and the help of artificial intelligence, the agency has a new means of targeting rich people who've cut corners on their taxes. The IRS announced on Friday it's trying to showcase positive results from its burst of new funding under President Joe Biden. Republicans in Congress are looking to claw back some of that money. In July, IRS leadership said it collected $38 million in delinquent taxes from more than 175 high-income taxpayers in just a few months. Now the agency will scale up that effort. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Large portions of the U.S. government could temporarily close on October 1st if Congress does not approve of spending bills due to a dispute far-right Republicans and other lawmakers. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener.
Congress must allocate funding to more than 400 government agencies each fiscal year, which ends on September 30th. If lawmakers don't pass those bills before the new fiscal year starts, those agencies will be unable to continue operating as normal. There have been 20 shutdowns since the 1970s, according to the Congressional Research Service. Among those, the shutdown between December 2018 and January 2019, when Republican President Donald Trump battled Democratic lawmakers over funding for a border wall. And data shows that shutdown cost the economy about $3 billion.
More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.